This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. What did we learn about yesterday? The importance of the recitation of the Qur'an. Did you try to do that? Were there any challenges that you faced? Maybe that made it difficult for you to recite, you wanted to recite, but something happened and you couldn't. Any challenges? When you start reciting, all of a sudden you start feeling tired. Before that, you were perfectly fine. And now all of a sudden you start feeling tired and you start yawning and you start thinking about other things. So what should you do at that time? Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. What else should you do? Because it's shaitan who is making you feel sleepy and tired, right? Make wudu, freshen up. Similarly, have a glass of water. Sit in an alert position, because it's quite possible if you're sitting very comfortably on your couch, all of a sudden, you know, you're reclining and then you want to lie down and then you want to close your eyes. So what should you do? Sit alert. Your posture matters a lot. Any other challenges that you faced? Any other difficulty? Tajweed. Yes, this is something that we are going to experience, and it's quite possible that you've studied tajweed at great lengths, but still you take time to recite properly, meaning you find it difficult to recite some words or some makharij properly. It's quite possible that happens. What's the solution to that? Keep reading, keep reading. Practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the easier it will become. Any other difficulty? Distractions. Like your siblings and like games and like one thing after the other. So you kept getting distracted from reciting the Qur'an. So what should you do? How should you fight against those distractions? Should you let them distract you and get carried away and do everything else but the recitation of the Qur'an? What do you have to do? What if it's not possible for you to close yourself in a room? Let's say you have young kids. I mean, you can't leave them outside in the living room and close yourself in the room so that you can recite the Qur'an. Then what should you do at that time? You know what the best solution is? Just pick up the Qur'an. Because when you will pick up the Qur'an and when you will open it, then you know what's going to happen? You are going to end up reading it. If you think, yeah, let me do this first, then I will pick up the Qur'an. Let me do that first, then I will start reading. You're not going to get there. Then it's going to be one thing after the other. The solution is, just pick up the mushaf and then you will make yourself sit down and start reading. Any other challenges you faced? Make sure you share with us so that we can all come up with solutions to help one another. Because if we don't help one another, then we won't be able to do this. You became sick, you became tired. Yes, that's quite possible that we are sick, so we're unable to recite the Qur'an. At that time, what can you do? If you can't recite, at least you can listen. We discussed that yes, recitation and listening are not at the same level. But at least listening is better than doing nothing, right? So if we cannot recite, then what should we do? At least listen, inshallah.